Every darling woman shares the same haunting fate, kidnapped on her 18th birthday by Peter Pan, only to return broken and mad. Winnie Darling has grown up beneath this generational curse, watching her mother's gradual descent into apparent madness, listening to increasingly frantic tales about bloodthirsty pirates, feral lost boys, and a magical island called Neverland. The protection rituals have left permanent marks on Winnie. Consultations with witches and shamans, protective symbols carved into her skin, and a special room where every surface is covered in blood runes painted in her mother's own blood. These extreme measures have left Winnie physically scarred and emotionally distant, moving through life like a ghost. On her 18th birthday, as midnight approaches, a mysterious young man with intricate tattoos and silver rings appears in their home. He addresses her mother with the familiarity of an old adversary and claims Winnie as his prize. In that moment, every crazy story her mother told crystallizes into terrifying reality. Peter Pan wraps Winnie in shadow and takes her away to Neverland, leaving behind the same chilling promise he's made for generations. She'll return, just like all darlings do. Why does Peter specifically target darling women? What happened to Wendy, the original darling, to start this cycle of trauma? The answers lie buried in fragmented memories and hidden truths that have driven generations of women to the edges of sanity. The Lost Boys are immortal, dangerous men with dark pasts and formidable powers. Twins Costian, Kaz, and Sebastian, Bash, are banished Fey princes who lost their wings for patricide. They serve their sister, Tilly, the current Fey queen, who treats them as servants despite their royal blood. Vane, the most fearsome, has three jagged scars and mismatched eyes, one violet, one black. His terror-inducing power makes him a feared enforcer. When Tilly threatens Winnie, he intervenes. "Where I come from, little girls like you are broken every day for no other reason than to watch them crack, and I'm fucking sick of it." Pan enforces one rule: don't fuck the darlings. This stems from past tragedy. The boys are meant to break the darlings for information, not form attachments. As Winnie joins their household, these boundaries blur. Each lost boy carries trauma that made him a monster by circumstance rather than choice, all serving a dying king in a dying land. This Peter Pan is nothing like Barry's carefree boy. Ancient and powerful, he's dying without his shadow, stolen generations ago. The Never Tree's falling leaves signal his declining power, and sunlight has become deadly to him, forcing him underground during daylight. As one of seven island kings, Pan chose a shadow representing life, but its loss left him incomplete. His desperation drives him to kidnap generations of darling women, hoping each might recover what was stolen. His cruelty emerges when he tears out a lost boy's heart merely for kissing Winnie. Yet vulnerability shows through. When asked about his lost powers, he laments, flying, creating things from thin air, knowing the island's secrets. His relationship with Winnie evolves as he's drawn to her feral, reckless nature, unlike previous darlings who merely raved or sobbed. Pan embodies the corruption of immortality. What happens when the boy who never grows up finally faces mortality after centuries of rule? Neverland is a magical island facing destruction. Its center features a massive treehouse encircling the Never Tree, an architectural wonder built by kidnapped colonial soldiers. This wooden fortress has evolved into a labyrinth of bridges, platforms, and chambers that seems alive, with shifting rooms, impossible staircases, and moonlight-revealed passages. The island's magic manifests as cloudberry pancakes tasting of memories, moss floors sprouting luminescent flowers, and glowing souls dancing beneath the Never Lagoon. Yet paradise decays. With Pan's shadow separated, flowers dim, summer yields to autumn, and protective barriers weaken. political tensions underlie this crisis. Queen Tilly maintains a false alliance while positioning to seize power when Pan falls. Captain Hook commands a formidable force with outside world connections. The Brownies serve Tinkerbell's memory while pursuing their own agenda. Neverland transforms from simple fantasy into a nuanced realm where magic and politics intertwine. A beautiful yet dangerous paradise demanding sacrifice from all who seek its gifts. The mystery of Pan's missing shadow unfolds through Winnie's dreams and Tilly's memory probing sessions. Tinkerbell, reimagined as a formidable fey woman resembling Tilly, emerges as both victim and villain. Her unrequited love for Pan turned to resentment when he fell for the original Darling Woman. Consumed by jealousy, Tinkerbell murdered the Darling Woman and hid Pan's shadow, stripping him of power and immortality. Pan killed her with the words, "I don't believe in fairies," weaponizing the belief that sustained fairies. This transforms a familiar moment from the original story into murder, revealing Pan's true character flaw. The shadow, hidden in Wendy Darling's trunk, passed through generations. The Brownies formed a network dedicated to keeping Pan powerless, knowing of his cruel reign as a vicious king, omitted from traditional tales. Queen Tilly grows suspicious as she destroys Darling family memories that might lead to the shadow, suggesting deeper connections to Tinkerbell beyond physical resemblance. Unlike previous Darling women who returned broken and mad, Winnie finds herself strangely at home in Neverland. Her chronic pain fades on the island, and despite being kidnapped, she discovers an unexpected sense of belonging. Instead of going mad, Winnie adapts with resilience. She initially manipulates the Lost Boys using Starla's lessons about tits and brains, but gradually forms genuine connections, caring for the island and its inhabitants. During Tilly's memory probing, something within Winnie whispers, "Peter Pan needs you. The Lost Boys need you. The island needs you." She chooses to endure for them rather than because of them, shifting from victim to protector. When she discovers Pan's shadow, Winnie makes her most significant choice to return to Neverland voluntarily. She understands that perhaps love is about choosing the pain along with the pleasure, rather than being forced into it. This decision breaks the generational cycle, making her the first to embrace Neverland rather than be destroyed by it. After retrieving the ornate silver box containing Pan's shadow, a quest marked by blood and sacrifice, the group returns to Neverland hopeful. They gather in Pan's underground chamber as he finally opens the box that drove their entire journey. Unexpectedly, two shadows leap out, upending all assumptions. Whose second shadow was trapped alongside Pan's? Could it belong to Wendy Darling or Tiger Lily? This twist challenges everything about Pan's power and Tinkerbell's betrayal. Did she know about this second shadow? Was her treachery an attempt to prevent something worse? If Pan reclaims his shadow, will he become the vicious king the Brownies feared? What fate awaits Winnie, whose purpose was finding his shadow? All factions must now recalculate their allegiances. The escaping shadows serve as both resolution and catalyst, closing one mystery while unleashing several more about Neverland itself.